All summer long, Houston Matters is visiting area museums and attractions you might be interested in checking out yourself. Today, we take you to the Contemporary Arts Museum, Houston. Since 1972, the gleaming stainless steel parallelogram building at the corner of Montrose and Bissonnette has been one of the Houston Museum District's most iconic spots to see cutting-edge visual art. Houston Matters producer Troy Schultz stopped by the museum recently to talk with its executive director, Hesse McGraw, about his tumultuous first days as director, a famous controversial exhibit, the museum's community ties, and the CAM's unique role in the history of Houston's museum district.
Yeah, so Contemporary Arts Museum Houston, or CAM, as we call ourselves for short, we were founded in 1948, right post-war, founded by seven Houstonians who wanted to imagine a new kind of museum. We are unlike most other museums, nearly all of the museums, in the sense that we do not have a collection. So CAM really focuses on what's happening right now, what artists are thinking about today, and how they're thinking about the future. So we often talk about Houston as being the city that invents the future. CAM is the museum in Houston that is making the future of art in the present.
And this is also one of the most iconic buildings in the museum district. Tell me a little bit about the significance of the building.
So we're at Montrose and Bissonnette, right in the heart of the museum district. It's a very iconic but also mysterious building. We're clad in stainless steel. The building's a parallelogram. It was designed by Gunnar Burkerts, the Latvian architect, in 1972. And at the time, the building was imagined as a place that would really foreground the exhibitions that we present. So when you enter the building, you're literally walking straight into an exhibition. You're kind of confronted by the show, by the artwork on view. And it creates, a very unmediated or direct experience between an audience member, an artist, and their ideas.
What are some of the most significant artists that have shown work here?
CAM, over its history, has really been known as the place that introduces new artists to Houston. And over time, that's been many of the artists that we now know as household names. Picasso, Francis Bacon, Julian Schnabel, Cindy Sherman, Mark Rothko. These artists all showed their work for the first time at CAM in Houston. And many of them were actually their first solo museum show. So Julian Schnabel, Cindy Sherman, Ernesto Neto, they had their first solo museum show here in this building. But you ask about notable exhibitions. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I'll share the first show in this building was a group exhibition called 10 in 1972. And the jury is still out on that one. I've met some people who have said they came to that show and they were so spooked, they never came back 50 years later. I've also met people who said they came to that show when they were 16 and it changed their life. It made them rethink the way they were approaching what art could be, what culture could be. It was a real thunderclap of a show.
And what was that kind of thunderclap part of it?
So one artist, for instance, wanted to imagine the kind of complexity of urban wildlife within an art installation that was a series of stacked cages. Okay, interesting idea, but live animals in the museum, some of them got out, and let's say nature took its course.
Let's talk a little bit about you, because you arrived here as director of the CAM at a pretty significant time. I mean, it was literally the onset of the pandemic. What was that experience like?
Well, my first day at CAM as the 10th executive director in the museum's history was actually January 15th, 2020. So in that moment, we had no idea what was about to come. 2 months in, we were closing the museum down. We ended up being closed for about 11 months and were able to renovate the space. But I would say the productive thing about that was that it actually made us rethink how we could engage with artists. And during that time, we began a residency program, which we now call CAM Lab, which was began simply by asking, what if we gave the museum to artists? So in that first cycle, for instance, the musician Toby Enwigwe filmed a new video with the Black Angels, the kind of dance troupe. And it's helped us think differently about how the museum actually supports living artists, and particularly Houston artists. And since that time, that's become a core part of our mission, to not just present the work in the museum, but to fully support the artist process.
And also what something that CAM does is engage with community. It's not just exhibitions and artwork. Tell me a little bit about some of those things that you do out in the community.
Well, for instance, this exhibition, The Astor Gates, The Gift and the Reneg, is really an outgrowth of a multi-year partnership with Houston Freedmanstown Conservancy. And HFTC, as they're known, is an organization that is really lifting up the dignity of Freedmanstown. Freedmanstown is a neighborhood that's just a mile and a half away from CAM. It was first settled in 1865 by newly freed people. And those residents built up a thriving Black community that was welcoming to all in Houston. And over its first decades, really became a kind of thriving center of culture and community. In the 100 years since then, that neighborhood has gone through every imaginable force of urban degradation. Redlining, Jim Crow laws, a freeway ripping through, later on gentrification. But still, the neighborhood is noted for its historic heritage, and particularly brick streets on Andrews and Wilson. Our partnership has a goal to fully preserve those brick streets. And this exhibition really lifts up that story in a way that says this is not just a Houston story. It's a story that we've seen in many cities across the U.S. But I think what's magical about this moment is there is an extraordinary coalition between the city, the community, artists, HFTC as an organization, CAM as an organization, to really do the work necessary to fully preserve and elevate Freedmanstown.
And you yourself have a history of working with this artist.
It's interesting to say, The Astor and I first met in 2008. At the time, he had founded an artist in residence program in his house for one artist at a time. But the way that he was speaking about the impact that that could have on his block, on his neighborhood, was inspiring. So in 2012, we developed a project in Omaha where we actually renovated the first African-American-owned bank in the state of Nebraska, which had sat vacant for 10 years. We renovated that space as a place for art. That included an exhibition space, artist studios, and most notably, Big Mama's sandwich shop. So food is always the center of community, and in that case, Big Mama and her family really brought the community into this space that was centered around creativity and art and culture.
When visitors come to the museum from now through October 20th, what will they see?
Well, the first thing to know is that we are free.
Yes.
CAM is a free museum, and everyone is welcome. We really want this to be a place that someone can experience contemporary art for the first time, or maybe they're a lifelong fan. Regardless, we want people to have new experiences that capture their imagination. What they'll see now is The Astor Gates exhibition, The Gift and the Reneg, and also Olivia Erlinger's exhibition, If Today Were Tomorrow. And these two shows are an interesting counterpoint. The Astor's thinking very much about the kind of rooted urban condition of Freedmanstown, whereas Olivia is thinking about almost a kind of interplanetary suburban condition. I don't want to share too much more, but just to say that it's really a kind of eye-opening set of experiences. And I think with all of our projects, we're hoping for something that's both unexpected and hopefully unforgettable.
Hesse McGraw, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Hesse McGraw is the executive director of the Contemporary Arts Museum Houston, a free museum dedicated to presenting new art. It's at the corner of Montrose and Bissonnette in the Houston Museum District. He spoke with Houston Matters producer Troy Schultz.